This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Philippine Air Force officials say an aircraft carrying combat troops crashed in a southern province while landing Sunday, killing at least 29 Army soldiers on board and two civilians on the ground, while at least 50 were rescued from the burning wreckage. Witnesses saw some soldiers jump off the aircraft before it crashed and exploded near an airport, according to the military. It claims there were 96 people on board, including three pilots and five crew, and the rest were Army personnel, adding 17 soldiers remained unaccounted for by nightfall. The pilots survived but were seriously injured, officials said. The Lockheed C-130 Hercules was one of two ex-U.S. Air Force aircraft handed over to the Philippines as part of military assistance this year. It is not immediately clear what caused the crash. Demolition workers are preparing Sunday to bring down the remainder of a partially collapsed condo building in South Florida that the governor warned was, quote, tottering and faced a heightened risk of failure in an approaching storm. Officials suspended rescue operations on Saturday to let workers begin placing explosives into the concrete of the still-standing portion of the tower in Surfside. The operation carries risks, but officials say it cannot be avoided. Tropical storm Elsa is looming in the Caribbean and forecast to hit the state by Tuesday morning. The confirmed death toll of the building collapse stands at 24, but 121 people are still unaccounted for. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Taliban have captured a key district in their former bastion of Kandahar after fierce nighttime fighting with Afghan government forces, officials said Sunday, sending scores of families fleeing from the area. The insurgents have pressed on with their campaign to capture territory across Afghanistan's rural areas since early May, when the U.S. military began its final pullout of troops from the violence-wracked country. The fall of the district in the southern province of Kandahar comes just 2 days after U.S. and NATO forces vacated their main Bagram air base near Kabul, from where they led operations for 2 decades against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies. The province of Kandahar is the birthplace of the Taliban, who went on to rule Afghanistan with a harsh version of Islamic Sharia law until being overthrown by a U.S.-led invasion in 2001. Iran announced Sunday it was reimposing coronavirus restrictions on major cities as the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant spurs fears of another devastating surge in the nation. After over a year battling the worst virus outbreak in the Middle East, Iran ordered the closures of non-essential businesses in 275 cities, including the capital, Tehran. The shutdown of all public parks, restaurants, dessert shops, beauty salons, malls, and bookstores applies to the country's areas ranked as having elevated risk of COVID-19. The government said it was also imposing a travel ban between cities with high infection rates. Iran's new restrictions are designed to slow the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant first detected in India, which on Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani warned was driving a potential quote-unquote fifth wave of infections in his country. Reports of new cases have risen steadily in recent weeks, nearly doubling from mid-June to early July. Rain hampered Japanese rescuers seeking 20 missing people on Sunday after landslides triggered by torrential rains hit the central city of Atami, killing at least two, Kyoto's news agency said. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said about 19 people were rescued and about 130 buildings were affected after floods. Landslides and cascading mud collapsed in half-submerged houses on Saturday in the seaside city, about 90 kilometers or 60 miles southwest of Tokyo. Suga asked people in the affected areas to remain on alert and take precautions after he and cabinet ministers met on Sunday to discuss the disaster and heavy rain in central and eastern Japan. The floods are a reminder of the natural disasters, including earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunami threats that plague Japan. The capital of Tokyo is set to host the Summer Olympics starting later this month. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.